Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Your daily dose of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another self-help guru spouting feel, good nonsense, stick with me for a second. Because trust me on this one, self-compassion isn't just some fluffy concept. It's the foundation for genuine happiness, resilience, and living a life that feels truly fulfilling. Ever felt like you're constantly putting yourself down? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and the first thought that pops into your head is, ugh, I'm so clumsy? Or maybe you bombed a presentation at work and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you go on a self-criticism rampage? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those harsh inner voices are doing more harm than good. They drain our energy, sabotage our efforts, and leave us feeling depleted and discouraged. So, how do we break free from this cycle of negativity and cultivate a little self-love? Well, buckle up because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that will change the way you treat yourself. First things first. Understand that self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving yourself a free pass for every mistake. It's about recognizing your humanity. We all mess up. We all have flaws. And it's okay. Accepting this truth is the first step towards treating ourselves with kindness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Next up, practice active self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Aye, it's about consciously nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, let's talk about mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and body. When those negative voices start creeping in, simply acknowledge them, but don't engage in a full-blown argument with yourself. Imagine yourself as an observer, watching those thoughts pass by like clouds in the sky. You can choose to focus on something more positive instead. Speaking of positivity, make a conscious effort to celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish that project at work? High five. Cooked a delicious meal? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant, builds self-confidence and fuels your motivation. Remember, you deserve to feel proud of yourself. Lastly, remember that kindness starts from within. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Let go of the past, embrace the present, and move forward with grace and kindness. Picture this. You're walking down the street when you accidentally bump into someone, spilling their coffee all over themselves. What's your first reaction? Do you immediately apologize profusely and offer to buy them a new one? Or do you start berating yourself for being clumsy and letting that happen? Probably the former, right? We instinctively treat others with kindness and empathy, but when it comes to ourselves, we can be our own worst critics. It's like we have this internal voice constantly whispering doubts and criticisms, even when we've done nothing wrong. But what if we could silence that inner critic and replace it with a voice of compassion and support? Imagine the difference it would make in your life. Our. You'd feel more confident, more resilient, and more capable of handling whatever challenges come your way. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Understand your humanity. Practice self-care. Cultivate mindful awareness. Celebrate your wins and treat yourself with kindness. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Now go out there and be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.